Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna, how are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
It's lovely to have you in here. We were just having the sort of like, oh, Christmas is literally weeks away now.
It's a crazy time for us right now. And what I'm going to say it again, but just start buying your presents. A lot of the, with our shipping issues, we're trying to buy as much as we can ahead. But if you're in a bookshop, it may be the last time you see something. Okay. There might not be time for it to be refreshed again.
Get into the books you want to get.
Get in there. But we'll try and help by giving you good recommendations so you don't even have to think about it.
Oh, dreaming. That's what we like to see. This is one that I think a lot of people will be very interested in, the book you've brought us this morning.
I think this is a very BFM book. This is Dominic Hoey's Poor People with Money. And if you don't know Dominic Hoey, he's a poet, he's a playwright, rapper, Auckland man about town.
Absolutely.
And so this is a very Auckland novel.
Awesome.
The main character is called Monday. She's in her late 20s. And she's, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this right, Muay Thai kickboxer. And she's just scrappy. Her face is like a broken dinner plate. That's how it's described. And anytime new people meet her, they're like, they go, ugh. leads to the kind of humor it is with her. But she's got a bit of a grim past. And this is going to be slowly revealed. The book is, what I would say is that she is a very infuriating person.
Right.
She does not treat the people around her as she probably should, but there's this charming nugget that makes you want her to succeed. So she's got no money, and she works at the shitty-ass bar, these shitty-ass people, and she's been offered the opportunity to go to Thailand for this training camp for her kickboxing, and so she needs to get some money fast.
Right.
And her flatmate JJ is just, you know, he knows how to use the internet, and they discover the dark web. Ooh. And importing drugs and selling them out of this shitty bar she works in. But it's all very sort of quite amateur hour, I would say. Mm-hmm. This book is written as a conversation to her brother, Eddie. He went missing, and there's some dark family things that had happened. So it's really conversational. It's like her telling the story to him, and you'd never believe what this happened. It gives insight into why she is as infuriating as she is.
Right.
It's really short paragraphs, really short chapters, and super compelling. Like, it's a really fast read in a really great way. We've got some classic villains. There's a family of siblings who sort of see the money that's being made by these JJ and Monday, and want their cut. Uh-huh. And so we journey along to out of Auckland because they have to. So there's a bit of chasing, there's a bit of murder, there's violence, there's weapons. We've got all our classic Auckland spots, Mount Albert, Avondale, Kay Road, Great North Road. You'll really recognise parts of it. And he's got a lot of metaphors in there and this really cartoonish sense of humour. There was one, a guy's face looked like mashed potatoes sculpted into a person. They're not in the best way possible. They're not slick metaphors. They're like really just describing something as it stands.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So I really love Dominic's writing. I think he's an amazing storyteller. He has this insight into people and just the rat baggy, scrappy, but turns it into a really fun way. But
awesome.
I would really recommend it. It's a great Christmas present.
Poor People with Money by Dominic Hoey. I think that's, I've said this before, but I hope there's members of my family not listening, because I know who I'm getting that one for.
Isn't it a great title?
It's so good, and a great cover as well. Big, bold red lettering over a burnt-out car. That's awesome.
Yeah, that might be a sign of things to come in the book. So,
How do people in your family get you Christmas presents? Do they just stay away from books, or like how does that work?
So boring. Like my mum's like, I've just deposited this in your bank account, and we just do the old Secret Santa, but nice. Tell each other what we want. So nobody buys me books.
I was gonna say that's my absolute go-to present for everybody I know, and I can't imagine trying to have to get you a present and be like, oh God, what's Jenna not read?
But everyone gets books from me. So
perfect. Yeah, perfect. Oh, I bet they're so perfectly tailored as well.
And I also buy all the, well, I get all the books on behalf of everyone else and wrap them and send them. So I'm like the curator of everyone's books.
I love that. Poor People with Money, is it in the shelves now?
Oh, yes, on the shelves. Cool. Published by Penguin Random House. Dominic Coey, $30-something. I don't know it off the top of my head. Late 30s. Yes.
Excellent. Thank you, Jen. We'll see you in the shop.
See you.
That was Loose Reads.